15 minutes it'll be here. There is a Sid Sound. It's a slightly shorter one. There is a half hour of power. Of course there is. That's later on. It's 11:30. But there is no early clue tonight.
Chuffy.
Because Andy Mossack is back on the road for the second week running. I've got two clues. Same as always. I haven't seen these clues. I'll share the first one with you in a half hour. And we need to track this guy down. International man of mystery. Last week it was Cuba. Where is it tonight? We'll find out later. Two on the bounce. Andy Mossack. He is back, but where could he be? Talking about The Late Show's very own international man of mystery. Independent freelance travel writer, Mr. Andy Mossack. So a half an hour from now, maybe less, we'll have the man himself on. I don't know where he is. I'm going to look a fool if it turns out he's actually in New York, aren't I? Here we go, let's have a look. If you know where he is, drop me a teletext. I'll get your number in a minute. I don't know what happens if we get it wrong. Maybe he storms off. Oh, okay. Clue. I don't think it's New York. Clue number one. This week, I am in an ancient port city located on a famous coastline, translated in English as the Golden Coast. It's a city which we can best describe as an outdoor museum of ancient Roman history with no less than 11 UNESCO-protected Roman monuments. Golden Coast. City best described as an outdoor museum of ancient Roman history. 11 UNESCO-protected Roman monuments. What, Italy? Is it Italy? Or was it from a further reach of the empire? Golden Coast. Don't think that's Italian. Don't ring true for me. 81333-RUSS. Here's the number you need. 81333-RUSS. Where do you reckon he is? And if you've been there, you might score an extra point or two. In about 10 minutes, this fella's back on. Andy Mossack, international man of mystery. And I need your help to track him down. So we had clue number one, the Golden Coast. 11 UNESCO-protected Roman monuments in one city. Here is clue number two. This city is perhaps most famous for being home of the castells. Human towers or castles, which can sometimes rise over 10 tiers, and they complete in the Concours de Castel event here in October. Well, I'm going to deduce from that, that's where Andy is. He's at that event. Amazing hopes. Oh, I've seen this. Castells. No, that's not Italy, though, is it? It's Spain. Is it Spain or Portugal? Is it Spain? Spain, isn't it, I think. 81333-RUSS. Where do you think he is, Andy Mossack? I could do with this. We've got to get a victory tonight and track the man down himself. 81333-RUSS. Andy in Portugal, says Jules in Scarborough. Do you know what? He might be. He might be in Portugal, but you may have been there, you may have seen these human castles. Big festival of them. Here's Queen, you're my best friend. Ooh, you make me live. Thank you for the help for tracking down Andy Mossack. I've got to say here, Pam and the Louth Bunch. Andy is in Tarragona, in Spain. Oh, right, Spain is where we're leaning towards on this, Tarragona. Andy is in Albarain, says Boise. Jules in Scarborough, Andy's in Barcelona. Sean in Flockton. Barcelona. Interesting suggestions. As in the situations like this where lots of different names come through, I'll always go with the one that has the most. But I genuinely have no idea myself. However, tonight it's Songs for Soap. Owner is south of Barcelona. Says Ruth in Scarby. There are a tile of pictures of these towers and the square. Also, the best hot chocolate ever. I bet you he's had one. Robert in Scarborough. Hi there, Robert. Andy may be in Costa Dorada, or Dorada in Spain, the city of Tarragona. Well, do you know what? We're going to go for that, I think. That's got the most behind it. Robin Fussin' on the Walls. Just Tuned In. Quiz Night. Driffield Wreck. ELO, An Evil Woman. 20 past 11. Oh! Now, this time last week, this is a rare occurrence. This time last week, we had our international man of mystery, Andy Mossack, on the road, and he was speaking to us live from Cuba. Had a terrific time. However, flies back, goes home, gets straight back out onto an airport, and he's away somewhere else. We've had like a couple of clues on this, and I'm sort of torn between two places this week. So, further ado, quick hello. Hi there, Andy Mossack.
Hey, hola.
Hola,
buenas
señor.
Noches.
Buenas noches, señor. Buenas noches. You're, well, what a busy man you are, mate.
Oh, yeah, the wife's not talking to me at all at the moment.
Oh, let me guess. Did you walk through the door, drop some washing off and get straight back out again?
Well, she came with me last week, and of course, you know, I had to, yeah, you're right, I had to drop it all and go, and she looked at me as if to say, you're having a laugh, aren't you?
Oh, no. Oh, how are you going to make it up to her?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe I'll sing to her or something. Something with soap in it or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Soap gets in
Save
your eyes.
Save your love, my darling.
Or play her that bossa nova version of The Big Country. I think that's brilliant.
Do you like
Where
that?
On earth did you get that from? That's fantastic.
We were doing this, came up in a conversation that Darren and I were having one night at midnight, yeah. And we were talking about, is it possible to put together the Magnificent Seven of cads, as in like English light comedy actors, people Nigel Havers and a few, you know, or Peter Egan, all these kind of, could we put the Magnificent Seven of cads together? And it was a conversation for about two nights, and I thought, what's more caddish than a bossa nova version of that?
Oh, it's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant, yeah.
Ah, right.
Fantastic.
To the main order of business. Yes. Now, you give us a couple of clues here. The human castles, of course, I mean, it's an incredibly famous image from certain parts of the world. And we're torn, really. It's equal billing between two places, but they, in our defence, they are next door. So we're thinking of Tarragona, or we're going straight for pure Barcelona on this.
The Barca. Okay. Well, it's, yeah, Tarragona is where I am.
Oh!
Indeed. Well done. I think a few people got that, didn't they?
Brilliant. Yes, they did. Yeah, a few people got Tarragona.
Did, yeah. It is, well, to be fair, both of them are in the Catalan region of Spain anyway. So yes. Barcelona and Tarragona. And it's in the northeast. It's the Costa Dorada, which is Gold Coast. Yeah. I think Robert from Scarborough said Costa Dorada. So,
he did.
Yeah. Well done, Robert.
Well done, Robert.
Yeah. And it's. I mean, I've been having a real adventure this week, Russ. It's been fantastic.
So, are you there for this Festival of the Castles then? Or
I just missed it. It was last week.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was just last week. But the good thing is I was invited tonight, actually, to go and watch the top group of castle makers train in their HQ. And that was a real treat for me. Yeah, they were brilliant.
Now you're going to have to you're going to have to explain this to me, because you say train. Mm. I thought this was one of those occasions, and I'm more than happy to be wrong on this, but I thought this was one of those occasions where everybody just went on the day, piled on, and it either stayed up or it fell down. They take this. Is this serious business then?
I mean, serious business. Yeah. They are. There's four main groups. This has been going on for like hundreds of years, and there's four main groups, particularly in Tarragona. And I went with the top group, who are the oldest, and they've got their own shirts and all that kind of stuff. And they train twice a week, from March through to November, and very, very serious. And it's really a traditional thing. I mean, they have, as you said, you know, they come up to 10 stories high. But, you know, if you do a 10-story tower, there are 1,000 people involved in it.
1,000 people?
It's staggering. I mean, it's quite extraordinary. Yeah. 1,000 people. Because the two bases are the biggest thing of the whole thing. So you need like a few hundred people in the base. And they're all sort of, I mean, it's so complicated for us. I can tell you, when I see them do this tonight, it was extraordinary, because they all turn up and they always have this child who has to clamber up the whole thing right at the end.
Yeah, yeah, I remember. I've seen this a dozen times in films.
Yes.
It's amazing.
The little kid's called an Anchinata, and they're normally up to about 6 or 7 years old, and they're the ones, they have to wear a helmet, and they clamber up like little urchins, sort of scrambling up right to the top, and then they have to put their hand up and then touch the shoulder of the person under them and then clamber down again. It's absolutely amazing. And this wow. particular festival, which they don't normally compete, they normally just sort of do it for showing. But there is a festival, which was last week, which happens every 2 years. And they have judging, obviously. And it's not like when you get the Strictly, you know, when they judge up to 10 yeah. points each. This is like in the thousands. They have like thousands of points because they judge them on the complexity of the tower, the height, the number of people participating in it. It's really complicated.
Brilliant.
But absolutely awesome. Fantastic. Yeah. And they do another one on the 24th of September, which is walking pillars. So you get like a 10-story pillar of people walking from the cathedral to the town hall, which is about 400 meters, quite a long way.
That's amazing. I mean, you've got do they, you know, is it as simple as like, we'll put the big lads at the bottom, they can carry all of this? Because this is going to have some weight to it.
Yeah, I've taken some video, I'll post it on
you've got to.
Yeah, because it really is something else. Yeah, and so, they're very serious about it.
I mean, an amazing sight of this. Now, with the this particular place, as opposed to say, other bits of the province there, Catalonia, is it less visited than Barcelona, this town?
Well, yeah.
Because it's absolutely, it's covered in history, amphitheatres and all sorts.
It is quite extraordinary. I think it's been sort of hiding in the shadow of Barcelona, which is only an hour's drive away. And really, it's a quite lovely city. And as you quite rightly, you know, mentioned in the clues, it is an open air museum of Roman history. Everywhere you look, there's bits of Roman antiquity. I mean, there's a massive amphitheatre anyway, the second century amphitheatre for a start. And then you've got these massive walls, the Roman walls are still there in the old town. And then you've got this circus. It's not like your circus, it's like the Circus Maximus, you know, with the chariot racing.
Wow.
And this circus has 30,000 spectators, you know, back in the day, and there are still parts of the track still there, but it's all dotted all around. So there's houses, and then you see a bit of stone seating, which is sort of, you know, sort of the bleachers, as it were, to watch the chariots. And then you see some more houses, and then there's another wall, and then there's a bit of a Roman cellar, and it's just everywhere you go, you
amazing.
Know. And I came across some inscriptions on the walls, you know, and a sort of, obviously, some Roman centurions have been chiseling away, and I sort of, for one fleeting moment, thought it was John Cleese, you know, in The Life of Brian, saying,
Romanus Aunt Domus.
Yeah, you spelt that wrong. But it's great. But the city's done a great job in excavating the ruins, I've got to say. And then, you know, you've got this lovely, in the middle of Tarragona, you've got this Rambla Nova, which is a bit like in Barcelona, La Rambla. The main sort of central thoroughfare. And it's a 19th century lovely walk, sort of pedestrianised bit that goes right through. It's about 2 kilometres long. And it goes right through the centre. And then right at the end, it goes up to what they call the Mediterranean balcony. And it's essentially just a vertical cliff face that goes down into the Mediterranean. And you've got, and they call it the iron railings around it. So they call it touching the iron. So you go for a walk,
touch
down
the
Rambla Nova, touch the iron, yeah.
Wow.
And that's great. So we did a bit of that. And they've got this port here, which, believe it or not, is one of the few places in Europe to hold super yachts. So it's kind of, it's a marina that can handle 500-foot long super yachts.
Oh, we're talking billionairesville, aren't
talking,
we, really?
We're talking oligarch yachts, yeah, very much
wow.
So that's here. There was a couple in harbour today, so that was good to look at.
One of them was yours, obviously.
Well, yeah, if only, yes. I think I was playing it in a bath this morning, actually. The World Rally Car Championships are here this week. That's starting off.
This is amazing.
A lot going on in Tarragona.
And what about the food? Always the obvious question here.
Oh, listen, there's one thing I've got to tell you. Fantastic. Oh, yeah. This is hilarious. Ancient monasteries outside Tarragona, this countryside is absolutely spectacular. It's no wonder they got like Spanish westerns filmed here. You know, the landscape is incredible.
Yeah.
Towering cliffs and prairies and all this sort of stuff. And they got these ancient monasteries. And I went to see this place called Corteza Escaladel, which is Carthusian monks. Have you ever heard of a Carthusian?
I have. Yep, the Carthusian monk. Yeah, I have, yeah.
Oh, well, okay. They can only talk for 20 minutes a week. And yep. They can. On a Sunday, right? That's the only time they speak. And they pray all day for the rest of the week. Well, apart from that, they find the time to plant vineyards and make chartreuse. Okay, so these vineyards, ironically, have now turned into these same vineyards, produce the grapes that make this regional wine called Priorat, which is absolutely beautiful. It's a very, very good, noble regional wine, which I've sampled quite a lot of this week. Beautiful wines.
You're not making it any easier for yourself, you know, if Mrs. Mossack is listening.
Oh, I'm going to bring her back a bottle, don't worry. But she's the chartreuse, right? The recipe is still secret. So the monks, to this day, still go to the HQ in France with their mix of herbs and put all the herbs in that they put in the chartreuse. So it's a great story, that.
Amazing. You know,
they're still making it, yeah.
Amazing. Well, there anyway. You go. Listen, the time has beaten us on that. I mean, I could talk to you all day. You know this.
I know. I've had such fun this week. It's been great.
Would you like a couple of twin towns?
Give me some twins, yes.
Okay, now, but Tarragona has a few twin towns. For example, and I know you've been to this one, Avignon in France.
Yeah, that's right.
Very
that's
nice. Right. Yeah. Pushkin in Russia.
Ah, maybe that's the super yacht.
Might be.
Yeah.
Klagenfurt in Austria.
Okay, well.
Pompeii in Italy.
Yeah, Roman.
And Stafford.
Oh, yeah, well.
I mean, it's twinned, isn't it? Twinned with Stafford.
Stafford.
That place. It's you couldn't get a cigarette paper between them, I don't think.
Oh, no. Well, okay. Brilliant.
There you go.
That sounds like a council day away, doesn't it?
It certainly does. A jolly good time was had by all in 1992, yes. I think we can find out. Listen, it's so lovely to talk to you. When are you next on the road? A couple of weeks?
Yeah, it will be a couple of weeks, matey. Yeah, indeed.
All right. You have a lovely time in Spain, and we'll see you soon.
All right, mate. Thanks a lot.
Take Hola. Care. Bye-bye. Do you know what? It's well worth putting on the list of places. It's on the to-do list now. There's so many destinations in the globe that because Andy's been there, I'm looking at it thinking, yeah, I've got to go. I've got to go to this place. That's amazing. Slightly off the beacon track. Maybe you've been to Barcelona a couple of times and you think, wow, there's nothing else I haven't seen in that area. Go to that place. Try some of the monk's wine. Excellent. More in a fortnight from Andy. The brand.